Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 11th of the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. After all, it is the rule of law. The supreme law, might I add. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restoration tools we have at our fingertips. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Now, by the way, this portion of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by Patriot Printing. You want an incredible deal on printing? And you're a patriot? Well, become a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Once you're a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com, then you can go to Kurt Crosby and say, I would like to have a special price on Patriot Printing. He'll take great care of you. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Check it out today and then get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211 and ask him, while you're getting your print job done with Patriot Printing, about raw honey delivered directly to your door. It tastes phenomenal, by the way. Kurt Crosby, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. GiveMeLibertyFund.com is where you start. Good luck. All right. A recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about the FBI raids Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen's office. Cohen's lawyer, Stephen Ryan, confirmed the search in a press release. So look, you got Donald with a lawyer, Michael Cohen. You got Michael Cohen's lawyer, Stephen Ryan. Wow, the plot thickens. People are in trouble, I'm telling you right now. Write it down. FBI, believe it or not, didn't raid just his office, but raided his home and the Park Avenue Hotel where he's been staying as well. Wow, now Donald Trump livid about it behind the scenes. The liberals claim he's completely melting down in the White House. Time will tell if that's real. But Trump said Jeff Sessions made a terrible mistake as he attacks his attorney general. And what do you think of all that, folks? I'm just telling you right now, it's not a good sign. Every time we turn around, they tighten the noose around the Donald. I warned President Trump that he better get rid of the swamp folks faster or they'd take him down. And boy, are we starting to see reality check on that. Here's what I think. I think Donald underestimated the swamp. I think Donald failed to put enough good people around him. And I don't know about the details about paying Stormy Daniels or some of these things, but I know this. It reminds me of the Ben Carson scandal where they said, oh my goodness, he spent $3,000 on a dining room set or whatever, or $30,000, whatever it was, $30,000. And they went after him crazy when they literally spend billions every day on bogus things and misuse of funds. And then they're going to attack Ben Carson for that little, you know, snafu or a misguided expenditure or whatever you want to say. In the scheme of things, it means nothing. I submit to you the truth is the same with Donald. I'm not dismissing his moral indiscretions. They're critical. But I'm saying compared to what the swamp's doing, Donald's right. Why not look at Hillary Clinton? The answer is because the swamp has control, folks. And if Donald's part of the swamp, he's got a lot of political theater going on. If Donald's not part of the swamp, they're going to take him down. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. But I'm telling you right now, when they violate attorney-client privilege, and when they literally go to this level, it's beyond me. Now, I don't know if Jeff Sessions, by recusing himself, is part of the takedown of the Donald, but here's what I'm convinced of. I believe inside Republicans really want to take Donald down more than the Democrats. And swamp Republicans and Democrats have teamed up to literally overturn the electorate, if you will. And inside, they have a plan to take down the Donald. They don't want to do it too overtly because they don't want to make the electorate feel disenfranchised. But they're doing everything they can to make life horrible for the Donald. Can Donald beat them? A lot of people say, well, Donald's smarter than them. Just trust QAnon. Do this, do that, all these things. I don't believe in all that. I don't think Trump's smarter than they are. A buddy of mine and I were talking about this the other night. I don't think Trump's smarter than all of them. If he was, he'd put folks around him like Richard Mack, who has had FBI training, like David A. Clark Jr., who is a well-known, no-nonsense sheriff, like Joe Arpaio, who's been in service to his fellow men for 50 years in government, on the federal level, the state level, the county level, and more. Okay, they would put folks around the Donald who have experience in the media, such as Sam Bushman, myself, and many others. Okay, but Donald continues to put the swamp monsters in, and we replace one swamp monster with another. Now, we hear that Donald has been flirting with firing Robert Mueller over and over and over. Now, Sarah Sanders, you know, running around and acting like, oh, you know, Donald believes he has that right, and the liberals going berserk, and they ratchet up the impeachment talks. And this is nothing but a political sideshow, folks, as we might enter war. Anyway, it gets crazy. But the proof in the pudding is Donald meets with David Hogg, this little kid that's turned into a rock star with the Take My Guns rallies. But the folks that want to preserve our right to keep and bear arms, our constitutional God-given rule of law rights, they're shut down. So the guest that we had on yesterday by the name of Braxton Shewalder, he's with MarchForOurGuns.com and RallyForOurRights.com. This guy, a great gentleman, and he's got a rally going on April the 14th, this Saturday in Kalispell, Montana. It's at Depot Park. They expect over 1,500 people. Where's Donald when you need him? Poor Braxton can't speak to Donald. Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, Ted Nugent, many others involved in a huge campaign. TheFreedomCoalition.com can't get a hold of the Donald, but the little kid that wants to mow the White House lawn can. The other folks that want to make cookies with Melania can. Do you see the disparity going on, folks? All right. For example, where's Donald speaking out? Now assault rifles are banned in Illinois. No one wants to take your guns, by the way, they claim, huh? CBS Chicago is blatantly reporting that anyone refusing to give up their banned firearms will be fined $1,000 a day until the weapon is handed over or it's outside the city limits. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Okay, what about the disparity? I want to help folks in prison innocently, like Ammon Bundy. Pretty soon it might be the Donald. Okay, I want to help those folks stay out of prison. I want to have an investigative team look into the truth on these things when the federal government's out of control, like they were in Randy Weaver's case, like they were in Ammon Bundy's case, etc., that we rein them in. We need a presidential commission to look into this. Donald ignores me. I write an open letter and say, listen, I did an incredible interview with your son. We got to stop the mainstream press from their abuses of me and your son. Donald ignores me. A little kid wants to mow the White House lawn. Boom. Rockstardom. Another kid wants to steal our guns. Boom. Rockstardom. Another couple a couple of people want to go ahead and make cookies with Melania. Boom. Rockstardom. Well, this same thing is going to sink the Donald, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? I want to literally stop these investigations because I think there's some truth behind a lot of them. That's what will probably eventually take the Donald down. But I also think there's small taters in terms of the swamp's corruption and abuse. We're going to ignore Hillary's literally violation when it comes to the emails. We're going to literally talk about vote fraud when it comes to the Donald. He's the one that brought up vote fraud, and they said there was none. Right? All right, it's just out of control, folks. I'm telling you right now, they're going to ignore the real issues as Donald surrounds himself by more and more hawkish folks. And if we're not careful, we're going to end up in a trade war and a real war. If we're not careful, they're going to trap the Donald. In the programming world, we say he programmed himself into a corner. What does that mean? It means you wrote a bunch of stuff so complicated now that there's no way to fix it all. You're just kind of trapped, or paint yourself into a corner is where it comes from. It's kind of like you work on a floor or something like that, and pretty soon, hey, I've painted myself into a literal corner. That's what they're doing to the Donald. And I hate to tell you this, but he's not smart enough to see it. And I think the inside Republicans who are giving him advice are the ones that have sold him down the river and helped him do this with the advice they've given him. Donald wasn't wise enough to see ahead enough to realize, hey, he kept his enemies a little too close. Now, didn't he? So I don't know where all this is going to go, but I know this. I'm not comfortable with what I'm seeing at all. We had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Alan Phillips, VaccineRights.com, PandemicResponseProject.com. We talked about a lot of things, including vaccinations. But we talked about Republicans are giving up House seats at a rate not seen in decades. The Democrats are poised to take over, folks. I can't in good faith push to say we got to stop the Democrats, we got to promote the Republicans. Can you? You got the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells and these guys surrounding the Donald, the John McCains, that I could go on and on and on. The Jeff Sessions. Wow. Okay, I love the good guys, but some of them are Democrats and some of them are Republicans. I'd put David A. Clark Jr. there in a heartbeat. He's one of the Democrats. Right? Florida Governor Rick Scott announces his bid for the U.S. Senate. What do you think is going to happen with that, huh? We talked about a city worker sued over Sabbath punishment. Didn't want to work on Sunday. They're going to force him to work or what? We talked about a transgender. They say female, but this guy's a male, okay? Loses weightlifting championship in freak accident. So we reject this discussion on the transgender issue. You know, if it's a male, I don't think that you call it a transgender female. It's confusing on what reference point. Although we reject the transgender lies in our society, we do stand up and say, hey, if there was a freak accident that harmed someone, we don't want harm to come to anyone. Even if they're our political opponents or we completely disagree with their philosophy, we don't want harm to go to anybody. By the way, did you know there's a chili pepper that's even hotter than the Carolina Reaper? It's called the dragon's breath, and no one's ever swallowed it. It's so hot. They genetically engineer these things. They're crazy. One guy got thunderclap headaches for weeks for eating one of these kind of crazy peppers. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, a couple of teaser headlines from yesterday I want to drill in today with Kurt Crosby. Welcome back, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Maybe I'm the sharpest knife in the drawer, Kurt. Maybe I'm just not, you know, as smart as the other folks. But I got a question for you. There's a headline that says, Trump on trade. I don't blame China. I blame the people running our country. Now, do you want to respond to this, Kurt, before I tell you my thoughts on this?
Well, I believe what he's really saying is that, it wasn't really, in a negotiation, it's not you can't really blame one side if the other side just basically gives them the farm if they take advantage of it. And I believe that's pretty much what he's saying. You know, he's saying, hey, our negotiators really didn't, you know, stand up for our interests. And yeah. I certainly believe that.
Well, so here's the question, Kurt. Who's running the country? Hmm? Let me just ask you that question. Let me say this again. Trump on trade. I don't blame China. I blame the people running our country. Who's running our country, Kurt?
Well, in this case, he probably is talking about who have done these trade deals forever.
Yeah, but that's not what he's saying. Who's running the country? 20-something
years.
Donald. Right? So I don't know if he's blaming himself
or
what. I
wouldn't call him that. You know, we just barely talked about, and you just barely spent a bunch of time talking about how that, you know, the swamp guys are in control and they're tightening a noose around there. And so who's running the country, I wouldn't say it was President Trump.
And I would agree with you. So now is President Trump going to admit, like I'm telling you and like you're doubling down and saying, Kurt, you're spot on. If Donald's running the country, then he's got to take ownership of his headline. If he's not running the country, but the swamp literally is, then he needs to start coming out and telling you, look, the Federal Reserve, private banking cartels running this country. Private interests behind the scenes with big money are running this country. Behind the scenes deals on trade and the World Trade Organization and all these other thugocracies, the United Nations, etc. They're the ones running this country right now. Is Donald going to level with the people like we are, Kurt? That's my whole point.
This is a Breitbart piece, and Pam Key's the author, and it says basically Trump said China has been taking advantage of the United States for many years. Really, if you look at it, since the start of the World Trade Organization, and they have really done a number on this country, and I don't blame China. I blame the people running, and he probably should have said, that have been running our country. I blame presidents. I blame representatives. I blame negotiators. He added, we should have been able to do what they did. We didn't do it. They did. It's the most lopsided set of trade rules, regulations anyone has seen.
Now he's spot on.
With that being said, we have many of them. NAFTA was a horrible deal. We are renegotiating it. We are renegotiating it. He says we will see what happens.
Right. Now, here's the problem, though, Kurt. Let me just ask you a fundamental direct question. Unless you call out the thugs in the private banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve System, can you really be honest about what's gone wrong here? What I mean is the trade deals are the tip of the iceberg, Kurt. If you have dishonest money led by the, quote, freest nation in the world against our supreme law, can you really get to the bottom of a trade deal and get it fixed in a meaningful way? You might improve things slightly. You might, you know, in the media, lambaste China, and then China will back down slightly and go, we'll let some more of your cars come into our country. Okay, you might manipulate the trade balance some and look great, but are you really getting to the bottom of the discussion if you leave dishonest money untouched, Kurt?
Well, I don't think so, and, you know, of course, we've talked about you got to address the killing of babies, you've got to address the restoration of the God's laws, the Ten Commandments. You know, there's just so many areas, but, you know, it does supply you plenty of things to keep busy with these days.
And I'm just saying Donald's been running the country for well over a year now. As far as I can, you know, tell, it's like a year and, what, 2 months or something like that?
Oh, you're saying since he was inaugurated, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, so I agree that he's not running the country. But, yeah. You know, again, if he's the guy that says he can change these trade deals, if he's the guy that can point them out, you got to point out the real truth all the way to the core. You can't just point out part of it. And it reminds me of a lot of these talk show hosts, Kurt, on the radio that are mainstream press folks. They can bring up a lot of problems. Michael Savage is very bold at articulating some of the issues, and Rush Limbaugh and some of these guys, but they never bring you to a real solution. And this is the reason that I bring this up about Donald Trump. I appreciate that he's talking about China. I appreciate that he's mentioning that we've been given the shaft. The shaft on this. I agree. But I don't see a single solution besides tinkering around the edges that he's providing that has meaningful change. Okay? It'll slightly improve things. It'll be great if we get, you know, a little bit more cars exported to the communist nation of China. It'll be great. But overall, I don't really see a sea change in the discussion. If you're not going to attack the United Nations or the World Trade Organization or the World Imports Bank or, you know, some of these kind of things. Right now, China's suing us at the World Trade Commission, Kurt. Okay, are we going to let international bodies subvert our supreme law of the land? Because if we are, then I'm telling you right now, Donald's fixing to lose big, Kurt. Big league, as he would say. Okay, believe me, big league. If, on the other hand, we're going to back out of the United Nations, we're going to back out of the World Trade Organization, we're going to say we're going to go it alone and make our own laws and rules subject to our supreme law, subject to the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, and we're going to do so leading out with honest money. Until we get to those kind of a discussion, I submit to you, we're tinkering around the edges and we'll never get to the core of the problem, no matter how right Donald is, Kurt. So that's my whole reason for bringing it up. And I don't mean to be too offensive, but I'm just telling you, you can't. Okay, running around talking about immorality is a good idea. But unless you tie it to God's laws and the need for change, you're not making a difference. You're right as rain, but you won't get there to the solution. In business, they call it the last mile. We could talk all day about sales, Kurt, or about the business world. But unless we focus on the last mile, how to turn those sales into conversions, all our talk about sales won't do any good. Well, the same thing is true here. And so I appreciate Donald's points, and I think he's right. But I'm telling you right now, unless you go to the last mile for this discussion, it'll never turn into change that'll benefit America. It'll turn into nothing but rhetoric. And so far, that's what I've seen from the Donald. I don't see a direct correlation between, hey, we can put tariffs at the borders and reduce taxes on the backs of the American people. I don't see it. I see a great bunch of rhetoric, but a disconnect when it comes to delivery on solutions. But see, if Donald would surround himself by folks like Lowell Nelson and Kurt Crosby and a lot of these people, we could make headway on this stuff. But he's surrounded by a bunch of warmongering neocons, as far as I can tell. We just basically got a big slush fund for the military-industrial complex. We didn't talk about reducing our footprint worldwide to avoid foreign entanglements like the Founding Fathers suggested. So anyway, there's my take on that. Any other comment on this one, Kurt?
Can't see.
All right,
see
South Carolina reps prepare to secede over Second Amendment rights. Do you want to address this one, Kurt?
Well, I haven't seen the story. I haven't read it, so I don't know what else to add except.
Well, what do you think about them proposing to secede? It reminds me of the Arizona folks that said if we ever got past $6 trillion in debt, that'd leave the union, and we're triple that now, bearing down on quadruple that, and not a peep from those folks.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I certainly can't blame them for feeling like they're. The phrase that they use these days is what, disenfranchised. I'm sure would remind them that there's a lot more they can do besides just heading out of the marriage, if you will.
You want to know what one of them would be? Make gold and silver legal tender, like the state of Utah and many other states have done. That's where you start, because that's where the answers are, Kurt. Just imagine if they were talking about honest money as a way to deal with it, not leaving the union. Maybe returning to the supreme law for guidance would be the key. Anyway, just a suggestion for those Carolinians down there. All right, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds on your favorite talk station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. That was a wrap of hard-hitting news, the network's refused to use, that took place yesterday. A little continuation today with a couple of comments. News the network's refused to use today starts now. A bunch of Facebook stories for you, Kurt. Mark Zuckerberg is playing the sucker on the stand before Congress. You know, half these congressmen and senators have not even a clue of the details of the inner workings of tech, and so they can't even intelligently talk to Mark. And Mark's more ignorant than we admit as well, because he's got all kinds of high-tech folks working for him that know more than Mark does. And anyway, it's kind of a fiasco. There's one guy, though, drilling in pretty good. It's Ted Cruz, literally saying, hey, have you been taking down liberals' pages and manipulating liberals? See, I would be asking a lot of complicated questions as well that would, you know, Mark would be stuttering for sure on C-SPAN. But nevertheless, it's a fiasco, political theater before the nation. Meanwhile, though, Facebook believes that most of its 2 billion users have had their data improperly mined, now writes Russia Today, Kurt. You got to go to the Russians to get the news. But literally, I told you this a week or two ago, that 2 billion, almost every Facebook user has been compromised, and Facebook believes it, Kurt. To make matters worse, Facebook data collected by what's called Quiz App, it's an application, a third-party app that accessed Facebook's data, now they admit it included private messages. So the scandal gets broader and deeper every second. Kurt, any comments on this one?
You know, the thing that I would focus on, at least if I were the you know, so-called Republicans, you know, or whatever. At least to me, the difficulty is which kind are they? Are they the Ted Cruz kind or the Mitch McConnell kind, et cetera? But we've talked about that.
Yeah, but it's a fair question, though. It's important to point out. No doubt about it.
There's so many different ones. The Mike Lee kind, the Orrin Hatch kind.
And even on the Democratic side, the David A. Clark Jr. kind. Or I mean, we could go on.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, what about the facts that so many of these exact things, were used over and over by the Obama administration, or at least the Obama campaign, to do exactly the same thing, even more. In fact, what you've got is, it was almost an arm of the campaign, as far as I've been able to understand.
There's a guy that could probably tell you a lot more about that, Kurt. There's only one problem.
Go ahead.
Dead folks don't talk. Seth Rich ought to be on the stand right there along Mark Zuckerberg. See what I mean?
Yeah, Seth. But you've got audio, for example, of, and I heard it yesterday from our buddy Rush Limbaugh, but you've got audio that that basically is them touting, this is back in the Obama campaigns, touting the fact that, hey, we've got access to, any of these people who say there are our supporters, and then they, as long as they've opted in, then we can opt to all their friends, and we can send messages, like little videos or whatever. And this was all done, and yet I never heard any real peeps about, this being unfair or anything back then, at least that I can remember. In fact, it was...
even Barack Obama just told Donald to quit whining about vote fraud, remember?
Right. And then we see these over and over reports of vote fraud going on. So, at least to me, most all of it, the problem in government typically is we got way too much money and so too much havoc going on. The problem in the media is we don't have, as they say, he who owns the media, what makes the rules. And we've got so many people that control it that are not friends of liberty.
Boy, howdy, are you spot on that? In fact, the headline now said Facebook and Cambridge Analytica was used by the Donald Trump campaign as their biggest headline now, Kurt. Now, I submit to you, that's true. But here's the problem. Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Donald Trump's got all kinds of salaciousness. And Donald Trump used Cambridge Analytica to commit election fraud. But as you wisely point out, so have every one of these other people, Kurt. In fact, the guys that are literally quizzing down Mark Zuckerberg right now are involved too, Kurt. Right?
Well, that's why, I think it was Rush, it might have been Sean Hannity, but basically said, hey, these guys don't want to get rid of Facebook because they use the tools themselves.
Including Rush, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, now Rush is good at calling everybody else out, but then, he's really right on board with all of them. That's why he knows so much about it. Now, you gave me a headline, Kurt, several days ago, but it's worth highlighting right now. It compares the establishment media and the new media taking center stage and what Facebook has done, Kurt. Headline says this: establishment media soaring on Facebook, conservative media or new media decline following algorithm change, right? So the conservative media is in decline now, right? And
right.
We've seen this. This is an important headline, Kurt.
But it's basically saying what you've said for a long time. He who owns the media makes the rules.
I hear that.
If they make these rules or these algorithms or these, you know, things that say, hey, if it says a certain thing, then that doesn't get promoted, whereas if it says something else, then it does get promoted, you know, and that's how that works. The guy writing this for Breitbart is Alan Bokhari, and the headline reads, Report, colon, Establishment Media Soaring on Facebook, Conservative Media in Decline Following Algorithm Change. And it says the establishment media received a massive boost in Facebook engagement this month following the social network's January 11th algorithm change, while conservative media declined, according to independent social media analyses. There's something called News Whip that I've never heard of, but anyway, they're what they call a social media analytics service, and they reported that the top 10 most engaged sites on Facebook are now all establishment mainstream media outlets. Far-left establishment media outlet CNN now has the most engagement, or what they call likes, shares, comments, all that kind of stuff, of all the sites on Facebook. News Whip notes that CNN's remarkable 30.1% increase, yeah, that's remarkable, in engagement did not follow the usual pattern for a website in which a small number of viral articles give them a short-term boost in the rankings. Instead, News Whip notes that average engagement across all CNN articles went up. Wonder how that happened. They go on to say in the story, while the site did have some very popular stories, all those stormy things, 66, they say, out of 5,597 stories published in March saw over 100,000 Facebook interactions. There seems to have also been a general lift in interactions for stories. Well, anyway, this thing goes on.
Hey, Kurt, where's the Donald to speak out against this, Kurt?
Yeah.
And the answer is he can't speak out against it because he's in bed with Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, Kurt, along with the rest of them, right?
The biggest drops, they say, were to non-legacy conservative media. That means the guys haven't been around forever. News Whip notes that the Daily Wire saw a loss of 1.5 million engagements this month, while the Western Journal's position in the rankings fell by almost half, from 12th to 22nd. Breitbart News is now 21st in the rankings compared to 9th in December. They say, what changed? News Whip states the obvious. It seems highly likely that these changes are predicated on the ongoing news feed algorithm changes, which took effect.
Yeah, so how much of that's January. Being discussed with Mark Zuckerberg on C-SPAN there with Congress, Kurt?
I didn't hear him.
Yeah, where's the Donald to tweet out and say Facebook is a bunch of thugs? He's silent. See, we don't depend on Facebook, Kurt. We post our stuff there, but we don't really care whether they sink or swim. That's why we can speak out about it. But establishment media soaring on Facebook, conservative media in decline following, quote, algorithm change. Yeah. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam and Kurt talking tech, huh?
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
In a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around in there or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people on there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. That radio commercial says it all. They don't show you the flip side of alcohol. They just make you think it's awesome and rock star. They don't tell you about the carnage behind the scenes. The same thing's true in our society when it comes to stocks and money. Same thing's true when he who owns the media makes the rules and they tell you that, you know, all these different things, Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, all involved with both sides of the aisle, including the Donald. And establishment media soaring on Facebook while the conservative or new media taking center stage is in big time decline following their algorithm change. And the attack is relentless, Kurt, on conservatives. So the algorithm change on Facebook, the shutting down of accounts for people on Twitter, the manipulation of search results on Google, the shutting down of conservative folks on YouTube, the stealing of their revenue, going on and on and on. It's a concerted effort, a teamed up effort by all the inside rich folks against the rest of us. Now, Laura Ingraham comes back, Kurt, on Fox. But I don't know if you know, it's more than 20 plus advertisers jumping ship already. So she's talking big, Kurt. Fox is sticking with her. But they've already lost 20 advertisers over this. How long can it go? And you think this concerted effort will stop now and Laura has a fighting chance? Or do you think she's done, Kurt?
I believe if the advertisers stay away, that Fox will have to find somebody more. That the advertisers
palatable
will,
to the left
with.
Yeah. Maybe David Hogg could take her position, Kurt. He's an up-and-coming star.
Right.
See, that's the deal. Now, again, I think that Laura was right to be able to strike back at David Hogg if he's going to jump into the political fray and talk about gun issues. You know what? I know he's 17, but either he needs to stay out of it and say he's a kid, or if he's going to get involved in it, you know what? I don't think that we need to protect him. We can't have it both ways. He can't speak out on a very political topic, set himself up as the center of the discussion, lead the charge in these political issues to Congress and to the president and everything else, and then not have people give their opinions back. This is a free speech chilling like you've never seen. Laura Ingraham is correct on this. But I don't see that she can weather the storm. They depend too much on big dollars to make it happen. Now, if Laura wants somebody that'll stand for her, she probably better join Liberty News Radio, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I find that fascinating.
Well, that's what Dr. Laura did. Basically, she got her own gig, and then she continues on. Now, certainly, it's not the household name that she was, but that's how that whole he who owns the media makes the rules.
Yeah, she probably sleeps a lot better at night, though, and feels more in charge of her life. Now, what they also do is they trap conservatives in false narratives, Kurt. Let me give you an idea. Do you know who Jamie Allman is, Kurt?
They're the nut sellers.
No,
the Allman.
Kurt, come on. It's not the Allman Rockman Brothers either.
It's
sir.
Not the Allman Brothers
no,
either.
No. Mm-hmm. This is Jamie Allman. He's a well-known talk show host, commentator out of Missouri, out of St. Louis, Kurt. He has TV and radio shows both. Okay? And he did a great job, by the way. He wasn't as conservative as I would be, but you know what? He did better than most, and people liked him in the St. Louis area, and et cetera. On a big, what is it, ABC or one of those big news outlets? Anyway, long story short, Jamie made a mistake, Kurt, and got taken down over it. And what mistake he made was is he kind of did a he did a Laura Ingraham, but a little bit more on steroids. He attacked David Hogg. But he did it in a way that's not defensible is the problem, Kurt. So he said he was going to use a hot poker and shove it up David's blank. A, right? And so they fired him over it, Kurt. And they say that he was threatening. He was making a point. I don't think it was a real threat, but he was trying to make a point. The problem is he used, in my opinion, less than honorable language in his complaint. Laura Ingraham kind of did the same thing a little bit, not quite as bad, but she was saying, you know, hey, who on the earth would want him? All these crazy universities, no wonder they turned him down. And, you know, that was her faux pas kind of an idea, Kurt. But these people are getting shut down over attacking David Hogg because he's a kid. You know, it's kind of like attacking the president's daughters or something. Well, you know, if the president's daughters get into the fray and they're part of the debate and they're an adult, you can attack them. But otherwise, it's supposed to be, quote, no lo tocas or no touchy, right? Well, I just want to know here. I think that Allman made a huge mistake, Kurt. And I'm not defending what he said. It's wrong and he shouldn't say it. I don't want that to happen to anyone. I don't care if I politically disagree with him or not. But at the same time, I would say, is that really a reason to fire somebody? Are Laura's comments the reason to jettison 20-plus advertisers and shut her down? Is Jamie Allman's comments so egregious that we're going to absolutely shut him down? Now, look at the other side of the coin. I don't know if you know, but there's a massive feud between Sean Hannity and this whacked-out Jimmy Kimmel guy. Right, Kurt, you familiar with this battle?
As far as I know, the battle raged, and now it's been, what would you say?
Quelled, squashed, or shut down, whatever.
You know, that at least...
And the olive branch is Sean's going to have Jimmy on a show, right? Or he offered to do so?
Well, yeah, that's what I heard.
Now, why would you offer a guy like that to be on your show, Kurt?
Well, at least what I heard on the Hannity thing was that he was going to do that so that he could discuss, you know, the issues there. And he said that... the way I remember it, he said that I've got friends that disagree with me, and you know, I don't mind getting together with them and stuff, and I hope that
so let me get this right. Jamie's gonna be fired, Laura's gonna be shut down with her advertisers for their comments, which aren't even close. Not even, I mean, it's 1 versus 10 on the radar scale. You know, Laura's comments might have been a 1. Jamie Allman's comments might have been a 3 or a 4 or something, you know. Jimmy Kimmel's comments are literally like a 10. I mean, the things he said about Sean Hannity are extremely pornographic, Kurt. And now Sean's going to invite him on and consider him a friend for discussion? But Sean won't have a guy like me on the TV with him? Sean, I wouldn't say anything that would be ill-advised at all. I'd preach God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property and how we should all set aside our differences and agree to disagree agreeably and things. But see, I can't get on the Sean Hannity show. But Jimmy can, after the vile comments he made. Did you read the comments, Kurt?
I heard some of them.
All right, they are over the top, out of line, literal pornography, Kurt.
That's right.
Okay, and so is Sean's going to have that guy on? And say, let's, you know, kiss and make up and be friends and no harm, no foul idea? Has Sean lost his mind, Kurt? I have a feeling that Sean was forced by his network to do that, Kurt. Because they don't want a Laura Ingraham on their hands. Thank heavens even the gay community went against
another
Kimmel.
Another Laura Ingraham, you mean?
I'm sorry. Well, Dr. Laura and Laura Ingraham, both. But
well,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what I mean.
At least they're both Fox. And so...
Yeah.
You know, they want to keep those advertisers there.
So there you go. I just don't understand it. Now, I'm not saying that I want any harm to come to Jimmy Kimmel either, or Kimmel either. Okay, I disagree with that person completely, but I don't want any harm to come to them. I don't want any violence or unkind behavior or, you know, But I don't have to agree or allow that on my network. I wouldn't have Jimmy Kimmel on if he called me up and said, hey, can I come on the radio and talk about a lot of things? I wouldn't do it. Now, to bring me a lot of coverage. But in my opinion, this guy needs to be fired. This guy's literally promoting pornography. And just as weird, extreme kind of statements, if not 10 times more so than anything Jamie said. Similar in nature, by the way, just much more graphic, much more hostile. Okay, but Laura Ingraham said nothing compared to any of them. Even Sean Hannity's statements are worse than Laura's, Kurt. Are you familiar with Sean's statements on this? Sean's statements aren't good either.
On which part are you talking
about? Well, battling with Jimmy.
I heard some of that, and I disagreed with the way he did it. You know, the part I liked was, you know, him coming to support the president's wife, Mrs.
I agree.
Trump,
but you know, I think you support the president's wife, but you don't melt down into the cesspool with them.
That's right.
So I think that, tell me about his wife now. Jimmy made fun of the accent of Donald's wife, and Sean defended President Trump's wife, and that's kind of how it started, right?
I think so.
Well, I don't think you got to make fun of her accent at all. By the way, I've had nothing to say but good about the First Lady. I think she's done a great job, and I think we ought to focus on the real issues that she's been accomplishing. I think we ought to just dismiss any criticism of her, I don't know what you say, accent or her speaking English. I think we ought to just set that aside for it. And about 2 seconds ago, why attack her for that? What kind of a wrongheaded view is that? Let's talk about the things that she's accomplished. That's what I would like to do, Kurt. But the poor Sean, in his effort to defend her, in my opinion, spiraled down into this cesspool. His comments are the least egregious, not compared to Jimmy's comments. But Laura Ingraham's comments are even less than Sean's, Kurt. But here's the whole point. Whether it's Jamie Allman getting fired, whether it's, you know, Bill O'Reilly getting fired and shut down, whether it's, you know, Laura Ingraham and the advertisers, or Laura Schlesinger back in the day, or are these talk show hosts systematically being shut down? We set them up for a failure, let their emotions get the best of them, and then we set them up for failure, and then we literally fire them and shut them down? Jimmy's the one who's made the most extreme comments of all and should be fired, Kurt. But I don't see any talk about that, do you? I don't see anybody going after his advertisers, do you, Kurt? In fact, all he's getting is invited on Sean Hannity's show for a kiss and make up session. Now, David Hogg was offered to come on Laura Ingraham's show for a kiss and make up session. But he refused and said, oh, no, we're going to shut you down, ma'am. Now, he didn't say that literally, but that's the effect. No, not until you capitulate completely with your whole network. I will not come on your show. That's what he says. Jimmy goes ballistic. I don't see the conservatives standing up like the liberals at all, Kurt. They don't put their money where their mouth is. And I don't see any solidarity between us. I'm saying to you that I think Sean's comments were ill-advised. I think Jimmy's comments were ill-advised. I think Jamie Allman's comments were ill-advised. And I think Laura Ingraham's comments were ill-advised. Nevertheless, should we let the right just completely get taken down and shut down, and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and all the big corporations and the mainstream press take over? And all the liberals sing kumbaya while the conservatives completely melt down? The problem is these people have compromised themselves where they can't fight for the moral high ground anymore, Kurt. What a sad tale to tell. By the way, our prayers are with all of them, including Jimmy. And I think his comments are the most egregious by far, including Jamie Allman, who his comments were ill-advised, including Sean and Bill O'Reilly and all these people. We pray they turn to God and repent and live good, honest, moral lives, all of them. And we abhor violence and don't want any harm to come to any of them. But let's hold the moral high ground, ladies and gentlemen, please. And let's stand together to provide forgiveness. I hope Jimmy can change his attitude and change his life and turn to God, family, and country. And I hope the rest of them can too. But I see a double standard that's just beyond imagination that I've got to highlight. We declare this nation shall endure. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We could use it.